So the problem that the Rishonim are concerned with here is the Stiris HaSugis, right? Mm-hmm. And Bava Basra, we say that what?
Ilav Doni Sani.
We say that what?
Ilav Doni Sani.
We say Ilav Doni Sani. And over here we say that Shnei Nechol Masa. Mm-hmm. So the Bali Tesfus answer that the Ilav Dini Sani, Dani Sani, is only halacha in Shtus.
Right.
It's only halacha in Shtus. Because by Shtus we say that what? That Yadol Ol Yona, the Nisana is Yadol Ol Yona. So for one up to eight, and now it's going to, so now the Mocha should have a right to be Mevat Lamekach. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we say?
Okay, says
you can't have that schus.
Right.
Okay. But where it's yes and mishtus.
Right.
So there we say that you don't, there's no Ilav Dani Sani, because like we said, that we're not maimed a mekach. That's ain't a royalist guy in order to penalize the mocha.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, right. So therefore, the Gemara that says Shneim Chozrim in Bava Metzia is beaten by where?
Yes, Mishtos.
By Yes, Mishtos. And you have to remember, he says it's not royal Eskayim Ikro. Even though now it went up, but since Me Ikro is not royal Eskayim, so it has a Shem and a royal Eskayim Me Ikro. So therefore, we're not minded that, we're not Machzik that Mekach.
Right.
Okay.
But even when it didn't go up, that case in Hazav.
Excuse me?
The case in Hazav, which name Chozrim, is where it didn't go up even. It's the regular case of Yesem Mishdas, Shneim Chozrim. Right, Mamie?
Is that the way we interpret?
Yeah. But Mitzvah, the Gemara's not talking about any change in value afterwards.
Where does the Mocha get the schus from?
Because it's Mekach Taos. It's Mekach Taos.
If the other guy wants the deal,
yeah, wants the deal, then you say it's, everything's good. It's
the buyer comes and says, "I want it," before the Mocha says he doesn't want it, they're stuck with it.
So right. Why can't you say it later?
Right.
It's like a race to the bezel.
Well, right. It's not only that. If it's in kind.
It goes to be Mekayim. What?
To be Mekayim.
Right.
Yeah.
To Mekayim, but before he's Mekayim it, and if he's not Mekayim it, so then either one can cancel.
Right,
because
it's
because until he's Mekayim, the fact that he's not Mekayim is saying that it's not a good deal.
Right.
So he's giving this chus to the Mocha.
Yeah, that's the question. How does that work?
What do you mean?
It's not a real clip.
That when you say that, what we're saying is because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, okay, but let's one point out. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says the Ilu Shtos.
Mishin Asana
Chazer.
Right.
Ilu Yesim Shtos Shneim Chazer.
Right.
Shneim Chazer. So that's against Rav Chisda.
Right. That's what Tosas asks
his kasha. That's what Tosas asks his question. Okay, so you can say, where'd you get that supposed to get from the fact that you were a Mahami?
Right. You loved
on his own. So the basic question of where he got that schus from is because of the fact that you can't give the schus to the lokeach. With Lokeach and say it's a Mekach Tos and not give the schus to the Mocher, to be mevatel mekach. Because as long as he has the schus to hold up the merchandise, so he also has the schus. You'll say that if the lokeach comes and he's mekayim the mekach, so then what? Yeah, because the moment the lokeach is mekayim the mekach, so now you've taken away ipso facto the schus of the mocher. And if the mocher comes first, that's the schus that he had. He's exercising his schus. You can't say, you can't give him a fake schus. He has a schus as long as lokeach is saying that what?
The deal's upheld.
Can cancel the deal. So the mocher can also cancel the deal. So if he comes before the lokeach is machzir the deal, so he has a schus to be involved.
And it's too late for Mechila at that point.
And it's too late for Mechila. I, the fact that he was Chozer, even though it didn't go up, but it shows that he's getting some benefit, otherwise it wouldn't be Chozer. Right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So how could he be Chozer? So the answer is, it's true, he's getting some benefit, but we're not going to penalize the Mocher, because he's getting a benefit in order to be mimed a mekach that is intrinsically in the royal
Eskayim.
Right. Okay, so that's it.
He can be mevatel also.
As long as he's holding up the merchandise.
As long as the buyer didn't reject it.
Right, because it's not fair to give him the schus to be mevatel the whole mekach and hold the seller in a position where he can't do anything with his merchandise.
I'm
trying to answer why
contradiction of Gemara's.
Why does the mocher have a schus, even though there's a gain? The fact that he's being chosen, obviously there's some gain to some personal
right,
gain.
Why don't say lo yechid dineska?
Yes.
Because it's in the spot to make karo.
Right.
But just the general question of why the mocher has a schus, in
that
general,
the answer is simple.
That's just simple. Once one guy is supposed to cancel, the mocher is supposed to also.
Right. The fact that he was cheated?
No, I'm saying what was bothering
him anyway.
Right.
No, I understand, but I'm saying.
So according to the Balei Tesis, according to the Balei Tesis, Rav Chista's halacha doesn't apply anymore. Right?
Because the mocher is going to have the right to be chozer from the beginning.
Because the mocher will always have a right to be chozer. You can't say lav dani soni. Because since mitchilasa was a corrupt deal, so we're not going to say he lav dani soni. Even where it didn't go up. Okay. They're saying that what? I mean, because the riff is talking about where it went up. Because yes, which is okay, where it was.
Rabbi Silk.
Yeah, he definitely rushes, not learning though.
No, that's very openly. That's what he says, Vavagasli Don. The Kamal is just Kondo, Lo Shaychai time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so he definitely was over.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. So you can't say every Rishon souls are just as.
It still buds relevant for a different reason.
Why?
Because like the Rift case, no? Where it started off at Yesimishtas and then it went back the other.
No, but he's saying according to the first Tosfos, the Kama is not relevant anymore.
According to the first Tosfos and the ancient Tosfos?
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yeah. Where is it at?
Second line from the bottom, the first
setup.
Column.
It's a different setup.
Oh.
Wow.
I got it. Okay, very vampir is to be Yesimishtus, Enim Anachozer, Elim Kane, Hamis Anna Toveo Naso. Aval Ima Miss Anna Rotzalamo Mecho, Upoter Esama Anna Midmeo Naso, Ein Hama Anna Yachalavato Mekach, Mishum Domorle, you love Donisani?
Right.
So now he's going like Rav Chisda.
Yeah.
Correct. And a yeser, he's just now he's equal to the Misana. Shima Misana Tobias and also Yahu Levatlas Mekach. Bezeh in Kokach Tema. Deonashtus in Choshev Kokach Kmo Mekach Tos. Hilkach Afil Kish Tobia Hamisana Sonoso. In Himana Yahu Levatl Mekach. Albias Mishus, the Haveona Merubo.
The thing is, his time is Mekach Tos.
Right.
So he's saying only then can the Mocha be Chozer. Why?
Right.
Because as long as he has a taina of Mekach Tos, so you can't take away in Toin V'Nitan, in Hilchas Toin V'Nitan, you can't take away from the Nitan the right to say you're right. But if he doesn't, if he doesn't taina of Mekach Tos, he doesn't taina for his own or, so he's not taining Mekach Tos. So then the mocha has absolutely no right, because we say he loved Dani Sonim. So the way he gets around the he loved Dani Sonim is because of Hilchas Toin V'Nitan. That's what the Ravon is saying.
How does he get around the fact that, what about what Tosha says, that it was really a deal that was no good to start with?
Yeah.
He doesn't hold from that.
In Vavlamaka.
Right.
Because what about he loved Anisani? So the answer is that's true. He loved Anisani, the Mocha doesn't have any intrinsic rights. But if he's Tovea Ono also, so if he's not Tovea Ono, so he's satisfied, he's quiet. So the Mocha has no rights, because he loved Anisani. But if the Ma'if Lokech is Toin, so every time of Lokech is based on a taina of Mekach Tos.
Because it's an alteration of the deal, basically.
Right. He has right to alter the deal.
Altering the deal is Mekach Tos. Once you alter the deal, that's Mekach Tos.
That's Mekach Tos.
Because you can't just unilaterally alter deals.
Right.
So that's what it means, it's Mekach Tos.
Because of Mekach Tos, the Chum gave him right to alter the deal. So he has a right. So, but his din ha-taina really is that's Mekach Tos.
Mm-hmm.
So since his time is Mekach Tos, so the Nitan has a right to answer, okay? You can't give one guy a right to be towing and not have the Nitan answer. That's his time, so the Nitan could say in a Hanami. But if he doesn't do it, the Nitan, the Mocha, has no right to do it. Because where does he get his right from? From cheating?
Right. So
Taina doesn't make it until Mekach Tos.
Well, his Taina by
the fact that we have Hilchas Toin V'Nitan,
so that
it's
happens.
Not because it becomes Mekach Tos when it's Taina away.
But what is it?
So Loch and Hilchas Toin V'Nitan.
And then what?
That if you give a guy a Taina, then Nitan has a right to say yes. It's a completely different approach.
No, but what gives the Taina him the right to be
the buyer?
Yeah.
Because he has mishus.
Because he has mishus. So he has right. That's what I'm saying. But that's the difference between them. Only the buyer has the right to say Mekach Tos, according to the Rebam. According to Tosfos, the seller can say it also, right away.
Right.
That's the difference. I have the time to Mekach Tos. Yeah. Okay. So what's fine that?
Well, 1 second. So according to Tosfos, the seller has a taina of Mekach Tos. Why?
Because the buyer does.
Because the buyer does. So he can't hold up his money, so therefore he has a right of Mekach Tos. Why don't I say take that right away from him? Because he's loved on his money, So the answer is you can't take the right away from him as long as he's holding up his money.
Because he can't be held.
He's in a rather
sky. We're not going to penalize him and take away the right, because it's intrinsically
in a rather sky.
Okay, but how long does he have the right? He has the right.
As long as Lekeh has the right.
As long as Lekeh has the right. Since inherently it's in a rather sky, he has the right.
No.
Because he can't hold them up, right? Right. But why should he have that right? We should take it away because he's gaining from the Avera. So there we say, because it's intrinsically no good, so we're not mavzik a kinyan that's intrinsically no good in order to punish the moch.
Right. Whereas the
Rivon maintains. Rivon disagrees with Tosfos in that case, where the mocher comes with a claim of Bittul Mekach. So Tosfos would say that he has a right because he's being held up. So, but the Rivon would say, yeah, but we take it away.
Yeah, Lav Dani
Sani. Lav Dani Sani, we take it away from him. And the only way you don't take it away is when you throw the whole parsha into a parsha of Tain the Nitten, where it's impossible to take it away.
Right.
That's not it. Okay? That's the Rivon. In other words, the Rivon maintains it's absurd to say that the Lokeach doesn't have a right of Kiyum HaMekach. He's merutzah to the Mekach, he didn't do anything wrong. And now you're telling me that the Mocha could be Mevavot.
But you're giving him Schusim because you're
talking about
giving him Schusim.
Because you don't want him to be held up.
You don't want him to be held up, too bad. He's a Balavera.
Yeah, so what is, I mean.
So he doesn't hold from Tesha Svara. You know, Rivon's argument, very good argument. But the Balatesis invented a new idea that we're Meikro. It's not our middle skyim, so we don't do that. That's something that Tesis can do. It's a superadded idea.
Right.
But I mean, the Ravam is not, you can't hold him to that idea.
Right.
That he doesn't hold simply that it's, what does they say? It's like Ilu Machalo.
Yayim Zahomets.
Yayim Zahomets, there's nothing there. It's a terrible honor, but it's not Yayim Zahomets.
Is that one?
Mocher is Yochalavza. He has the case of the Mocher's Yochalavza. Where you throw it into Tain the Nitten.
Right.
So you don't have to come on to that idea.
Uh-huh. If it was Yayim Zahomets, you'd agree, you don't take
yes.
Yayim Not again on that point. It's easier, Mahoney. The Chiddush should say it's Yayin Zachomish because it's obvious.
Why do you have to say that? Because you're stuck and you can't find a case where the Moch could be Chazer. He worked out an ingenious case. An ingenious idea, Ivan. Ingenious, plain genius. That he's saying once you throw it in the Toyin the Nitten, you automatically have to give the Nitten the right to answer to the Toyin Steiner. So that's what's going to come out. But the Torah really doesn't have a right. The Mocha really doesn't have a right, because basically the Mocha is a chote, lo yechote nisker.
Right.
It's very nice. Mm. It's very nice.